Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Want to welcome everybody to the show. Regulars, thank you for being with us. And newcomers, thanks for joining us. We hope we can satisfy your void in your life every Tuesday at 6 p.m. So if you've never joined us before, we talk about local racing and other stuff. Sometimes we have guests too, which, you know, if you want to check out some of the archives, you can go back and click on the On Wheels Now link and look back at different archives, going back to over 170 shows in the archives. So
there's that many.
We've got actually more of the shows than that, but we've got archived available over 170 shows. So we have, been on a long time. So,
yep.
Going on 5 years coming up here, of course, over
4 years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, again, cool. Check them out.
Call-in show that we are also. You can give us a call. Yeah. Not only do we have guests and talk about dogs sometime and have phone-ins from erroneous places in the Southwest, but
yeah.
You can give us a call.
We make those guys wait.
Yeah, for at least 42 minutes. Or was it 24 minutes?
Yeah. No, it was 42.
Well, with the drive, it was 42 minutes that you guys had to go to get service. So,
yeah. Give us a call, 702-685-8116. Got something on your mind? We're talking tonight about the Bullring. This past Saturday night, the Keith Danzer Candy Toss autograph session night.
That's right.
Yeah.
Of course, hosting tonight, the... I thought you said JJ is going to be late. I was came in early because
that's
of that.
That's what my text said.
Hey, hosting tonight, the one, the only, JJ Nunn.
How we doing?
Good.
I'm doing great.
Live.
I made it here.
He's live. Yeah. This is not a recording.
Yeah.
That's is JJ.
We're not in the Southeast somewhere.
Back here live in the studio.
Yeah.
Virginia, North Carolina.
I don't have Gary trying to get me arrested. Or in an orange jumpsuit. I could be in an orange jumpsuit and chains at the legs picking up garbage somewhere along 95 or 77 or 81.
And in just the car alone, over 1,800 miles clocked on your rental car, not including the plane ride. So,
yeah. People at work ask me, how was your vacation? I says, well, I'm not dead. And I didn't end up in jail, so it wasn't that exciting.
Now, if you didn't have Gary there to keep you out of jail, you might have had another story.
Exactly.
Hey, of course, the man always on a mission, Gary Wyatt, also hosting tonight.
How you guys doing?
Good. I know your mission, like you guys said, was Bristol, so that was cool.
Yes, it was.
That was a good deal.
Mission accomplished.
Yes, it is.
Can't wait to see what's in store for next year.
And by the way, back to what he said. My mom never said I listened well. So
no, he doesn't listen. He doesn't listen to TSA airport security either.
No, the hell with them guys too.
Oh my god! No delays. Well, did you have a delay?
Yeah.
You did have a delay.
A 3-hour delay. Ooh. On the plane.
On the way back.
And it was 2 hours we sat on the plane.
Don't they give you something for that? And they say, like, if you sit more than an hour,
headache.
You get, like, they reimburse you something?
No, they come down the aisle with a bottle of water and cups.
And you got to take the cup off the top and turn it so she can pour it.
worst thing in your life, then you guys are doing good. You had to pick the cup up so she could pour you water.
I mean,
that's a good thing.
At least roll the cart down after, you know. I mean, when you're in the air for an hour, they bring the cart down. This lady just brought cups and one bottle of water.
Was it Southwest or
American Air?
American, okay. Because it could be worse. They just had a Southwest incident with an engine going out and then another one.
I heard that engine fell off.
Oh. Well, it didn't just go out. It took
its own route.
Wonder where it ended up. Whose house?
About a Ford.
He's starting early.
They couldn't get the reset button to reset on the navigation. So I knew there was Ford parts in that instrument. I recommend it twice.
You're outnumbered. That's 2-1.
I recommend it twice that they try flushing the toilet. That might fix the failure on the Ford part.
Oh, man.
And then we had to switch planes, so they couldn't still get it fixed.
Hey, Justin's happy. We got another. I don't know if you're going to be a fly on the wall or you're going to be here with us here.
It's always either a fly on the wall or a headache.
Yeah, I have a headache.
You do? Sorry to get it. Justin Griffiths here, number 42 driver, starting Parker. Starting Parker.
Hey, I kept my 8th in points.
I see that. We'll get to that. We will get to that. So thanks for being here. Of course, you came in last week. Thanks for popping in and hanging out.
Well, they left you stranded.
If they did. They're out having fun.
No, we didn't leave them stranded. He knew 4 months in advance. We didn't leave them stranded.
JJ was hiding in the bathroom. And
I needed 5 months notice. Okay. We'll let you know 5 months in advance. Well, right. I do. That gives me time if I want to go with you this time. Huh? I want to see where you guys are going next year.
We gave you a year notice on the picnic, and you were still late.
Now, wait a minute. You can't say that this last week because... You guys were late.
Okay.
I wasn't the last one.
No, he made it a point to camp out at the Sunset Park.
That was the first one, our first year. That's going to be coming up quick, too.
Yes, it is.
Shoot, after the first 2017 coming up.
Are we going to February again?
Right down
I'm
the
not
road.
Sure. We'll see.
We're going to stay off the Daytona 500, maybe?
Maybe we want to get a big screen. We'll do our own colossal whatever.
Colossus.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll do our own colossus at the barbecue.
Let me know when you come into about 20 million.
Well, we don't have to go that extreme. We'll do the $2.99 colossus.
That's $2.99
colossus. Maybe Craigslist colossus. But anyways.
Everybody huddle in your new pickup truck with the screen down.
That thing might fall apart.
I don't know.
Jeez. But anyways, I'm glad you guys are back. First show back since you've been gone for a couple weeks. So sure you're glad to be here. You had to readjust your mic.
Yeah, I was like, man, who was over here? But
touch this shit.
Yeah. Who's touching my stuff on this side of the desk?
Yeah, I don't know if Rob McCachran's listening tonight, but I was at his house earlier, and he said he'd check out the show, so we'll see.
Yeah, welcome, Rob McCachran.
Yep, and your son, if he's listening, and his whole group of friends. But you may have run across him. You go to the pole position sometimes, don't you, on Tuesday nights and race?
I believe the night that you came and watched us race that Daytona 500 race, they were there that night.
Yep, they were there a couple nights we went out. So yeah, he makes it a point to try to go once in a while. Of course, kids are back in school now. Yeah. I hate all the school zones, man. Damn kids.
And the cops are out.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yes, they are, man. Highway patrol all over the place. Yep. They're rolling those motorcycles all over the place, along with Metro. And notice that. Definitely. Driving all day today.
Keep your nose clean and watch them school zones. And not just for, you don't want to get a ticket and throw away money, but there's a lot of kids out there you got to watch out
it's
for.
Double.
So.
It's just
is it
like
double
work
in
zones.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's double.
Oh, I didn't know that. Just like in a construction double penalty zone, huh? Didn't know that.
Yeah. And I did notice a few less cones. You know, the complaint from all the construction going on. They had 600.
They listened to you, didn't they?
they
just moved it to another
state. They had 632 jobs going on at once. I think they completed two of them, so there's only 630 left now. Oh, that's something. We landed in Charlotte. We walk out the doors to head to pick up the bus.
Right.
Or
to get to the rental area. Yep.
cones and construction.
No way. Welcome to Charlotte. And
building,
we want you to feel at home.
Building a new parking garage right across from Terminal 1. Nothing but frigging construction.
And they were driving by with truckloads of these cones. And I'm like, hey, they got the Nevada State Flower.
Yeah, these guys are from Gary, Vegas.
We're driving along. We just barely get out of there. And there goes a trailer load with cones. And Gary's like, hey, they followed you from Vegas, man. They're going up ahead to put them out.
Well, it's just like you go to Hawaii, you get the lay. When you go there, they give you the lay around your neck. Well, that's what they do in Charlotte. They welcome you with cones.
Oh, they sure
Vegas.
Did.
Vegas
sure
cones.
Did.
Welcome.
I was like, to Gary, I said, look at that. He goes, what? I says, oh, shit, construction. And I didn't drive. I didn't have to
How was the weather there? Was it like when you stepped out? Was it humid, muggy, hot?
68, 70.
What time was it when you got there? Was it evening?
8 o'clock in the morning?
8 in the morning.
7:30 in the morning?
Red eye.
It wasn't too bad, huh?
Their time, yeah.
60, 70, 80. Highest we got was 85 one day, and it was rolling 65 to 70.
The humidity didn't
bug
you at all?
That I can say pretty much that sums up four states, 1,800
right,
miles,
right.
And Virginia, Tennessee, North Carolina, and South Carolina.
Yep.
That pretty much was the South, and a hell of a lot of rain in Tennessee, Bristol.
I know.
Lots of rain.
That's how you get that nice greenery around there. Got to get there somehow.
We were rolling back roads, the Blue Ridge Mountain Parkway. It was friggin' gorgeous, man.
The hills have eyes, so I'm glad you didn't take a wrong turn somewhere.
The farms, the cows, the deer.
The deer in front yards eating the grass. Man, it was beautiful.
Cotton plantations. Yeah. It was cool. Something different. Something different.
A lot different.
Yeah. No brown, no dirt.
You take pictures?
No sand.
Yeah. I don't have Facebook. I don't think JJ does either.
A lot of them are up on my Facebook.
I forgot how to upload mine on MySpace.
Does that still exist?
Yes.
And we'll ask Justin. MySpace?
You're
up to date on social media.
I'm
going to
get on his phone in a minute and bring it up.
He's like the Snapchat and whatever the new stuff is. Keep up.
Yeah, gorgeous 10 days.
Cool.
Except for the plane ride getting delayed. Other than that, we wouldn't change a damn thing.
Not a damn thing. And the delay of the plane, it's like the rain in Bristol. You have no control. You just got to roll with it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Gary got to see Harry. I hope you're listening to Harry. Saw his brother out there. Yep. I got to see my brother and sister-in-law.
And you actually,
John and
Pat, did mention
out there.
You ran across some guys from Vegas, too, out there.
Yeah.
Parker.
Jimmy Parker Jr. and Jimmy Parker Sr. at Bristol. Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. I mean, you don't expect to see familiar faces in a crowd of all that, all the people,
I had told Gary when we first went in for the truck race Wednesday night and the modified, I says, I'll be very surprised if we don't come across somebody from Vegas out here.
Right.
Sure enough, last day, Sunday, there they are sitting on the bench.
That's pretty cool.
Waiting for the rain.
Like
all of us.
The rain delay.
Yeah.
Well, cool. At least you guys got to catch Bristol in a better light. I know. Typically, that Bristol race is on during a Vegas race when we do our bullring show here. So,
and this is the first year in 16 years they didn't have it on that Saturday night,
or we wasn't racing.
Did Tim plan it that way, or
I'll give Tim credit on this. I think so because they've tried everything else. I mean, Stafford brought in big screens.
I remember that,
Damchek tried a demolition derby that night, but Andy had tapped a new source.
Yes, which I still remember.
Damchek, who ran, he tapped congregations and created the Faster Pastor race.
Right. That's something I would like to see come back. That's something I remember going out there. I thought, man, that was the coolest thing
that
I seen out there.
That
in a long
was
time.
Run. On Bristol Saturday night, and he got 5-6 pastors to bring their congregation and filled up the stands,
right?
Because they also had whoever brought the most food, whatever congregation bought the most canned food, would put their pastor on the pole and so forth, line up the pastors. Well, it served two purposes. One, we were able to fill the food center banks out here with food, and two, put the bullring, expose the bullring to a whole new group of fans. So, you know, kudos to Andy Adamczyk for doing that.
Oh, yeah, back in that. Something I remember from back then.
And it was Stetzer, David Stetzer, who originally started the division on Bristol night.
Did you guys run across Stetzer out in Charlotte?
No, we didn't. No,
I thought you looked for him.
I'm
just kidding.
We went to Charlotte Motor Speedway, went to the front desk, and all we got was that, no, we don't have any affiliation.
They never heard of us.
No, they checked the updated dash list. They checked five pages. And,
Did you ask to see the list? Hey, can I see this list?
No, we asked to
see if anybody we know was on it.
Yeah, anybody else.
The funny thing about it was when we asked for him, we had the receptionist for about 3 minutes there, and he left. And then next thing he did was come back with security.
You weren't sure if you're getting escorted out.
It wasn't because whether we were asking for David Stetzer or who we were asking for David Stetzer.
That's funny.
So that's the way that went. I'm sorry, we have no affiliation.
Cool. Hey, well. Recap on
great
the trip
10
there,
days.
So
man.
Can't wait to see next
If TV spoke to a lot of people and, hey, you went to Bristol.
And like you said,
that's great. I want to go to Bristol. TV does not do this racetrack any justice.
Well, you're talking about the acoustics in there with the cars and all
you
that.
You got to be how huge this Coliseum is. Half mile, how small the track is. They jam on 40 cars in there, and it's like they say, it's fighter jets flying in a hangar. You know, I've heard that analogy, and they're pretty damn close with that. Mm-hmm. You know, you gotta go there at least once. At least once.
Well, sounds like a plan.
Yep.
You're on your tail end of your next trip, so.
Maybe. Unfortunately, they go to Michigan. Right after that,
right.
I forgot they were Watkins Glen before that, a week off. Because I already went on and checked the schedule to try and find. If we're going out there for 10 days, might as well go out there for 14. Fly out on Friday night, show up Saturday, catch one race. And I was hoping to see either Martinsville, Charlotte, or Darlington right there to catch the next week's race. Schedule not set up like that.
Yeah.
There was one, but it was a spring race. And I looked on the date of this year's bullring schedule, and they fell on the same date.
Oh.
So that's the spring races.
Well,
so
hey, I like your idea. Of course, they didn't have a rainout.
I'm having issues. If on the rainout date kind of affected what you guys scheduled to do was on a Sunday, go check out a local race.
Yeah,
that would be something if they didn't have a rain out to go check out.
That's,
you know,
other than the plane crapping out on navigation, that was the only other thing that we missed was a 3/8 paved oval.
Right.
Franklin County Speedway, in the late models, they had a 103 lap race honoring somebody, Super Stocks 50 lap.
Right.
And mini stocks, I think they had a 25 lap
cool.
going on there with U cars also.
Whatever
but
that is.
Yeah, that is, yeah. mini stocks.
Right.
You know, but other than that, you know, great
cool.
3/8 paved oval racing out here this past Saturday.
Well, speaking of Bristol and jamming 40 cars on, the Bombers had 27 cars out here at LVMS.
27
cars.
Wow.
Yep. I don't know if they started 27 or I think they did actually start 27. And that's what I wasn't sure if it says in the rules or not. What is the protocol for 30 cars showing up or something like that in the Bomber?
Just keep adding them in if you can.
Or is that? I mean, I know like in some other divisions when they've gotten past a certain car count, you'd have an A main, B main situation. But
Is that the same in a bomber, I wonder?
Well, NASCAR rules now wasn't NASCAR rules when the division started.
Right.
We had lined up 43 cars. Okay. The pole car was going across the start finish line. The last car was coming out of turn two.
Is that crazy?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Okay. If you started.
Well, half that reason was because you had these Cadillacs and crap that were 30 foot long.
If you started 35th or back, you were already 3/4 of a lap down before the green flag.
Right.
That's how many cars they had out of there.
Hey,
and you want to talk about carnage.
That's what everybody wants to see.
Oh, there was carnage.
Yeah, I saw somebody I know was talking about going out, and he goes, you know, I hate to say this, but I go out there because I want to see the wrecks and the crashes and, you know, not to see anybody get hurt, but I was like, well, you know, that's part of what people like to see, you know. I don't like being in wrecks and crashes. I know Justin don't, and you guys don't, but,
well, thank goodness this past weekend we didn't have that.
Oh, we did.
That was a fender bender.
Well, yeah, I guess. So, you know, and, you know, Richter has that set up real nice on the twin nights. Of course, the bombers were the first race out there and also scheduled as the last race. So if you do have an incident, you know, give you enough time to, like we did, we
come along, change, sledge,
right,
that type of incident.
Yep, and running around. And thanks to Justin and you guys, too, for helping and doing what you do. So, but yeah, you know, it gives you enough time
to
work
nothing.
On stuff.
The only thing I did was sign the car. That's
and that's the omen that 20, how many, 19 drivers maybe appreciate, maybe one don't. I don't know.
Maybe.
So, or two, one or two.
Maybe.
So.
See, he didn't sign my car. That's why I didn't finish the race, you know.
I signed your car last
year. It didn't get wrecked. Yeah, he signed it last one. You get hit where the autograph sits.
Okay, all last year I had both of them sign on the back of that car. They had their both signatures on there.
It was double whammy for you.
Yo, wait a second.
Yeah, I made the whole year. They could sign it.
Hey, no, Justin did say, hey, thanks to you guys. Like, he's been pretty consistent out there for what, the last couple of years, and been on the track and hasn't missed many races, so that's good. That's very good. So, hate to go out there and crap happens and you can't show back up and all that. I can't believe it's the end of the season coming up here. Next
two more races.
Next race for the Bombers, of course, breakout race on September 10th coming up, and then the championship night on the, was it the 24th after that? So, unbelievable. I can't believe how quick it went. But these twin nights, you know, kind of jam-packed, a lot of racing in and, you know, on a couple nights. So,
back to school night is
back
the next race
night.
Coming up. Yep.
Next one.
The super late models will have a twin 35.
Yep. Oh, yeah, that's right. There, the supers have,
I think that's the last twins that we have for the shortened season.
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken, championship night is just straight up.
Straight up.
Yeah, okay. Single races. We were the last double this past Saturday, and now the Chargers got theirs in. Everybody got theirs in. The rain up there, rain out.
Oh, I know.
Double ups that we had. And
well, Tim had
now the super lates.
Tim had his hands full trying to figure that out, huh?
Oh,
the rain outs and the touring series coming up and getting rained out and so on. So.
Oh, we had the autograph session rain out.
Mm-hmm.
Also, that, and we just made that up, so got that in this past weekend. A lot of people out there, a lot of kids.
Yep. Yeah, speaking of that, of course, this past weekend was a Keith Danzer candy toss. How many years is that going on, do you know? And did you guys see, because they said Keith Danzer was actually in town.
Yeah,
did you guys
man.
See him?
I didn't see him.
No, I didn't see him. Tim said he was feeling better and that he was going to make it out there.
Well, and he was actually out. So
I didn't see him.
That's pretty cool. I didn't either. But
I had bubblegum for the toss. I wasn't allowed to sprinkle it in the turns to turn it into a two-groove track.
Well, typically,
I figured the bubblegum, I throw it out there, let the cars run over it, and we'd have we'd have a second group.
You try to do a Bristol,
yeah.
Add your own.
Why second, not? Add a couple bags of bubble gum. And, you know, security said, no, please don't throw the bubble gum in 1 and 2. I was like, okay.
So you threw it 3 and 4. So you're always looking. Yeah, you're always looking for. They said we are
out. I didn't say nothing about 3 and 4.
Yeah, we know how you think, JJ.
Yeah, now you know who almost got us arrested.
But yeah, it was a good race this past weekend. I didn't get to watch a lot of it. I did watch the Super Late Model race, which was pretty exciting. I mean, they had a decent car count.
Yeah, there was
14,
I
think. I
was going to say, 14.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and all them guys out there, you know, did a great job racing that race. And you know, Kaylee started off real strong. I don't know what if you talked to them after, see if anything happened, but she did real well, real aggressive looking now, which is
she was hanging up there in third
for a long
quite
time.
A while. Yeah, I think lap 17,
getting her bumper in there where it should be, and
she was rolling.
Good. Yeah,
she was rolling.
So,
but congratulations to Justin Johnson again.
Again, man, that guy wheeled that thing like. Nothing.
He's got it dialed in.
Absolutely. Did you guys watch any of the other races? Superstocks or
no, unfortunately I didn't, but you mentioned Superstocks. Congratulations to Matt Larson.
Second win of this season, isn't it? For Matt Larson.
Yeah.
Or?
That's right. Yeah.
Cool.
He's creeping up on Don Sargent.
Oh no.
Unfortunately, Don Sargent went out early. What was 29 yellow Monte Carlo? He broke. I stopped by the pits and wasn't rear end, wasn't drive shaft, transmission.
Oh, so, no way. Well, you know, that last race on the second, they had gotten a wreck.
Him
so.
And Dylan Smotherman up in turn two on the back stretch coming out of the.
So
turn
I don't know
two.
If that's a result
and,
of that.
I don't know. I just found out the reason why, you know, came off was because the tranny locked up.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't going anywhere. Wasn't going anywhere. They pulled the drive shaft. The rear wheels were spinning, and the tranny wasn't.
Uh-huh.
So
that
that's why. But he still leads the points. Mac gained a few points on him. And the Bandolero Outlaws, Kaylee Eshelman, won that. The Bandits was R.J. Smotherman, who we just recently had in here. The Grand American Modified 25-lap feature. Vinny Rucci Jr. gets his second win of the season.
Now, I heard that was a exciting start for Rucci on that on that race.
First lap drive.
Yeah.
I heard the same thing, but I didn't see it.
No, exactly.
Charlie Wall was on the radio with him. I guarantee Charlie was like, just go.
Just go. Get clear. Just go.
He started fourth. Going into turn one, he was in the lead on the inside. So
did he stay up front once he got there the whole race?
Yeah, he was there the whole race.
Wow.
So he went green to checker.
Yep.
Nice.
Doug Hamm had a moment where he challenged, but then he fell back, and then Peyton Saxton got up there and challenged, but they had nothing on him. Then he kind of checked out after that. So
cool. Congrats, Rucci Jr.
Ryuchi Jr.
Or Ryuchi, like these guys say it's supposed to be pronounced.
Rucci. We were corrected.
I know,
it's
but
Rucci.
Jerry says it's Ryuchi.
I've been saying Ryuchi for years.
Well, you should know better.
You also say Rabbit.
You should know better, JJ. You're from New York. You're from
the same
area.
From
the
same island.
You got corrected.
From the same island.
Part of town. They grew. I think their houses were back to back with each other.
He was born in Jamaica.
So it's Rucci, of course.
Congratulations to him. Congratulations also to Cameron Morga in Ledger 25 lap legend feature. Once again, Robert Smotherman goes undefeated in the skid plate cars. And if everybody didn't know, Aaron McMoran swept the Bombers.
Wait, no,
both
he's a
races.
Modified driver. He don't race
he's
Bombers.
He's a Lucas Oil modified driver. Well, he was a Bomber driver this weekend.
He sure as hell was. Twice.
So he had a good run first race, and then Mr. Sam Jacks got caught up in traffic.
Oh, yeah.
And Aaron took advantage of it. He he got through the traffic better than Sam did. Maybe just
experience.
I mean, Sam's
maybe.
16
yeah.
years old. Aaron got a little bit more time
more
on the
time.
A little more seat time.
Absolutely.
Knew where to put that black 22 and was able to get around him. So
did, yeah.
congratulations.
Did a great job.
He hasn't run a race this year, has he? This is a yeah.
This is
Aaron had
first.
A weekend off from the Lucas Oil Modifieds and got a hold of Pete Meyer in his car and decided to come out and
kick
get
some
a
butt.
Get a license real quick and yeah, sweep the weekend.
And Pete said that motor was junk. They didn't even want to run it. They said the motor was junk. I said, yeah, that motor is junk. I would hate to see what you said about mine.
I think that's strategy. I think that's strategy, yeah. Oh, that's why we had to start a little further back. Our motor was junk. Yeah, we know the strategy, guys. Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. Is he going to be racing the rest of the season? Or I heard that he was going to race the rest of them, but I don't know if the sources were good or not.
I told him he could switch cars with me anytime. I'll be more than happy to drive it.
Oh, and I don't want to forget the Thunder Roasters. Congratulations to Christopher Bosley. He knocked off another win this season. Mm-hmm. So congratulations to him. Number 42 Thunder Roadster, right? Justin? You know everybody out there who has 42, right?
The three of us, yeah.
You know anybody else? There's three of you? Who's
Eric,
the other one?
Eric Martin's the only one.
Eric Martin, that's right. The super late model. That's right. And did he have his son in a bomber this weekend?
On Friday night, I think it was his nephew.
That was
on
practice.
Yeah, that was a Friday night.
Rolling around the top, yeah. Right.
And then Saturday with Matt Frady.
Oh. Did he run both races?
Yeah.
What did he run?
The 24.
Oh,
that
no.
That red and white one.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know that.
Huh. Okay.
Is that his car? Is he going
to That's Eric's car.
Oh, easy. Going to be racing that the rest of the don't know.
That I don't know.
If you do know and you want to call in, you can do
yeah.
so.
Give us a call, 702-685-8116. 702-685-8116.
Yeah, it's a pretty exciting race. I mean,
it was fun to watch it from dead last.
Well, you know what? Like you said,
oh,
you got
my perspective from all last year.
You got my perspective.
I was keeping the spot warm for you, Jay.
You weren't running the right line, though, Justin.
Yeah, I was. I was actually trying to run my line.
Yeah, but you can't do that. So.
Going into turn one, watching everybody hit their brakes and smoke, and I felt safe back there.
Don't you?
I felt a lot safer back there.
And that goes on. That goes on
don't
for
complain.
About. I don't know, 7-8 laps. Did you find yourself doing this the way I do? We get into 7-8 laps, and I start saying, I need a yellow. I need a yellow.
Unfortunately, lap 3, there was yellow. In lap 4, 5.
I can say
I pulled off on lap 8. So.
There was a couple of times I was coming out of 4, and those leaders were going into 1, and I was like, holy shit, who's on fire up there, man? There was a lot of smoke coming off tires up there.
Yeah, there was a couple of cars driving in way too deep and finding themselves locking up the brakes.
Yeah. But at least they were locking them up, you know. It was
or going into the puddle in the middle, I mean.
Only one guy did that, didn't he?
34?
Yeah. When he goes boat riding.
It was 7 weeks too late for the boat race or something, I don't know, but... Yeah, he just decided to cut through the infield, and he got 3/4 of the way through the water and died.
I think he wanted to splash the safety crew.
I saw
he came pretty close.
I saw the flatbed pull up next to him, all right? And then the flatbed driver door opened up. He looked down and was like, this is too deep, and shut the door. I didn't know whether he was going to climb in the back of the flatbed and just throw a chain to him and say, here, grab hold. I had left the fence. I don't know how he got out. But the car could still be there,
yeah.
In 2 weeks, it'll dry up. We'll get it when we come out for the next race.
Victor said, you want to sit in the middle? We're going to leave you in the middle.
Yeah, but what a wash. He went in there full friggin' bore.
I know.
And the rooster tail that came out from both sides was friggin' at least 10, 12 foot high. I was like, no, that's not good, and then the car died, and that's really bad.
Okay. Well, it's probably good but for the rest of the drivers out there, because it was all over the place on the track, let me tell you.
It was a yellow. No yellow came out for it.
Right.
He's good. Anybody who's going to go into the infield will slow down like he does and stop before they hit him. So they left him set out there.
You know, I mean, speaking of like guys going in deep and all that in the corners, man, these guys are doing a lot of that, you know, and you don't know. I mean, let's talk about position, I guess, door bumper to door and, you know, things like that. I don't know.
We're down to two races.
Right.
Okay. Actually, for this past Saturday, you got top five driving hard. And an unwritten rule that's always been is bumper to door.
Right.
And for those that don't understand that, if somebody's got the inside line and you're the car on the outside and you turn your head left and you see a bumper, okay, that's his line. If you come down, that's your mistake. Okay, and technically, if the bumper is to the door, the car should not spin out.
Right.
It should hit in the middle of the car and technically should not spin out unless he really is hard lefting it to get down. This is unwritten rule. Okay. I think it is the end of the season, guy going for points. It happened in both our bomber races. It happened with Nick Nusitelli.
Happens with a lot of guys in the bomber races.
This weekend it was a little bit, for those out there, no, Nick Nusitelli is not after Martin Sullins, because not only did those two tangle, Martin went around, okay, came down, didn't see a bumper to door, came down, and got spun out. It happened the second race with Nick and Martin. That's the 66 and the 7. Okay, these guys are in the top five. All right, they're racing hard. Now, it comes to a point where if you don't have your bumper to the door and you're just at bumper to bumper, bumper to axle, bumper to rear of the door,
you've got to
give that line up.
Depends on how far you turn your neck to see what bumper to door is.
Some of them guys, not all of them, and I've seen a couple of them, they wear them Hans devices that don't allow them to turn their neck.
Right.
Okay. You can glance, you can see peripheral, you can turn a little and see a car there.
Right.
All right. I'm not saying Nick or Martin Sullins are right, and I'm definitely not saying they're wrong.
Right.
Okay. I'll clarify this. Nick ain't the type of guy to start taking out the guys who's in front of him in points. Let me clarify that. But if you're not bumper to door, okay, you got to give that line up.
Right. Well, you know.
Okay, because you're going to, if you don't, you're going to spin that car in front of you.
Right.
And you're going to the back.
Right.
All right.
Well,
and I wasn't in the driver's seat with Nick. I wasn't in the driver's seat with Martin. But this has been a basic rule. It comes in, you got to give and take.
Right.
You know, you feel something, you come down, and you feel something there, it's give and take, your decision. But these guys are racing in the top five for points.
Right. You know, and that's something that, like, you see these top five guys, no matter who they are, any top five guy that gets up there that can race in the top five. One thing in the bombers that you don't see is enough patience, because I think every one of the top five guys, I don't care who it is, wants to pass the guy in front of them or whatever, and they want to win that race every, you know, the first lap they go. I think there's not enough patience in there, because sometimes there's a couple times where the guys can go in there and, you know, kind of be a little patient. There's 25 laps, you know, and
at 25. Now remember, we used to run 40s and 50s,
right?
And they still wanted to win on the first lap.
I know, but that's what I want to get at, that's not just in the bombers. And I don't know if this is a good observation or not, but Mikey had brought up one thing that could be happening is, best thing Tim Richter did was take away the walls that's been there for years, right?
Oh, there'd be a lot of damage.
Think of that. The walls that are there, you have to respect those walls. So guess what? Guys were not getting in as deep, getting in as hard, not driving as radical in the corners because they knew the walls were there. So it was kind of a good buffer to make guys more patient
and think a little more.
Yeah. So it's a good thing they took it away because now you can see and all that. But what may have been taken away was the patience and the respect in the corners.
That's a possibility. I'm not going to argue that idea whatsoever. That's a possibility. But I would prefer the way they're calling it now. Okay? If you're down there, if a car comes down on you and goes around and it's a split second decision they have to make, okay, you send that car on the bottom line to the back. I would hate to see it go back to when Mike Stafford was making the calls.
Both cars got
that's a huge mistake.
Yeah, but the thing with that is they start respecting each other a little bit more because if I hit you, we're both going to the back. Maybe you're not going to stick your nose in there where it don't belong when we're going through that turn because you don't want to go to the back.
Okay.
So get a little bit more respect as a driver, and you don't want to stick your nose in there because you don't want to go to the back. You want to win.
That changes when you get a mid-pack car who isn't running for points,
true,
a backpack
and that,
car,
yep,
and
that,
then
and that
all
does,
of a sudden he sticks his nose
and
in there,
bring up a good point,
takes out
too.
One of the top five, and they get sent to the back.
Right.
Okay. And the idea, yes, dirty racing, somebody goes out and does that intentionally and takes out a point leader or a second place or a third place car. We have seen that.
Yeah. And not just the bombers.
I understand what you're saying, Gary. But I felt it was worse doing what we did in the past, sending both in the back. I'd rather leave the call up to the tower the way it is now.
Well, and they're doing a great job with this group that they have now with having, you know, a lot of eyes on the cars. And I don't think there's been that many bad calls.
They're never ever going to be perfect.
Especially if you're the guy that has to go
back.
Yeah.
Never your fault.
We had it.
Exactly.
We had it last year. Wasn't it with Martin Sullins and Pete Meyer?
Yes. Yep. Yep.
Nobody saw it. They checked. Nobody saw it.
I thought.
The spin.
Nobody heard what you wanted to say. What happened?
Nobody could comment on who was right or wrong, whether Martin came down or stuck it in there and wasn't bumper to door. Okay. Nobody had saw it. They gave them both their position back. Now, if you were to send them both to the back, so what's the win situation here? Basically, it's asking the drivers to say, hey, man, you're going to go to the back. I like the way it is now. I would hate to see a leader get taken out of the race
if they would go
because of somebody getting underneath them and dumping them. That's when we had cars driving through the car coming down.
Well, if they would go by
your
thing about the bumper to door, then it would be whoever's spot was on the bottom. If their bumper wasn't to the door,
they go to the back.
Then that wouldn't have been their spot. So
I don't
know who that was, whether
it was Pete or
Sullins. But
why I bring this up, you know, it happened between Nick and Martin Sullins in the first race and second race. They're both up there in the points. I know Nick. He isn't going to intentionally do this.
Right.
I'm not a nice guy.
But yeah. The last race, it was Nick and somebody else. And then the race before that, it was Nick and somebody else. So we're hearing a lot of Nick's name lately.
Nick's got a fast car, and he's getting underneath
him. Yeah, but
he's getting
underneath. But if you watch him, sometimes he's not as patient as he should be. Because especially when he got put to the back this time, there was a couple times where he probably should have laid back, give it a lap or two, and then passed the one or two cars in front of him. He knows he's a faster car. He knows he can get back up to the front. I know he made his way back up to ninth after that incident. getting put to the back. But you know what? Is he trying to go back up there and win the race? Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. he's a racer. But at some point, you gotta be a smart driver too.
If he, I would hate. I just.
But I guess that's the difference when you get
everybody got a question. Everybody can question the call on that. There's several people around the track. Okay, I just would hate to see that we go backwards.
And there's no talk about that. Nobody's saying they're going back.
I would hate to see going backwards.
I don't think they're going
to the Stafford days of just eliminating. Say, oh, two cars went around. It's easy for us.
Yeah.
Send them both to the back. We don't have to keep an eye on this. Just send them to
you know,
back.
And I don't think nobody's saying they're going to do that because they haven't been doing that, and they've been making decent judgment calls.
Well,
whether they're always right or not, that's
well,
the track is always
the,
right.
Depends on what end of the stick you're on. If it's
you know
a
what?
Good call or a bad call.
Ultimately, the track is right no matter what. So whoever's calling it,
from
you
years
know.
Past, I think the calls have been great compared to what was in the past. And some of the stuff that happened, I think, you know, I'm not kissing ass with these guys. I'm standing on the sidelines now. I'm watching the races. I'm listening to the radio. And I think 95% of the calls have been dead on. That's my opinion. I'm looking in turn two. They got a big tower. They oversee everything. They have a number of eyes all around the track. I like the way it is and the way it's being called today and would hate to see it go backwards.
Well, no, and back in those days, too, though, they didn't have, like, receivers and things like that. Now they got receivers. They have more eyes on the track. They don't – some of the calls they don't, you know, have to resort to, hey, we didn't see it or call it whatever. They both have to go to the back.
We had
so.
That once last year in our division.
Just
once.
Yeah.
Just once.
It
isn't a weekly thing.
And it may have been justified.
And I believe if they did this once, because I waited for the rest of the season to hear it again.
Right.
Okay. And it happened, I don't know, third or fourth race in, and it happened once. It wasn't used as a go-to. It was an honest answer over the radio. Sorry, nobody saw it.
Right.
7-96, get your position back.
Right.
You know,
hey, you know, and I'm okay with it all until it's called on you. Then it's like, then it's all bullshit.
You know,
very deep.
You know, this week, okay, you want to say, you know, in favor, not in favor. This week it went in favor of Martin Sullins.
Right.
Next week it might not go that way.
Right.
Okay. It went up against Nick Nusitelli.
Right.
But how would you like to be innocent Martin Sullins or vice versa? Martin Sullins on the inside, Nick Nusitelli, or you underneath Nick, you're running second and get told both of you go to the back.
Yeah.
Where you knew that bumper was not to the door and that lane was yours. So maybe one person gets screwed like this,
right.
But now you're talking, you go backwards the way it was called, two people get screwed.
Right.
And
you know, unjustly.
Well, that's... Exactly. No, that's true.
Go ahead, Mike.
But what that does do, it gets both of them guys that did have an issue back out of the way, and it lets the other guys go ahead and race. But
yeah, but I also think it makes a driver think a little bit more before he stuffs that car down there where it don't belong to cause that accident. Because obviously, in this situation, Martin Sullins running second, and Nick Nusitelli stuffs it in there, and Nick ends up going to the back. But if they both go to the back, then Nick's going to think a little bit more not to do this. Let's go race. And we're all using it as an example, right?
He might actually
you know,
want to do it more because he knows, hey, if I go to the back, so does that guy.
We're not taking Nick's side. We're not taking Martin's side. We're just using their names as
an
example. That's all.
Because,
you know, let me make that straight for Martin and Nick if they're listening.
We'll say Justin and
I will admit there was one great call I seen in the Superstock race. Matt Larson was on the outside getting passed by Joey DeGuevara. They went into the corner, and Matt Larson ended up spinning. And Joe was there, and they sent Matt to the back, and they let Joe have the spot, even though he was on the inside. So,
and that was a good
call. In my eyes,
okay.
You seen halfway on the front stretch, Joe was clearly there, and Matt just, of course, Matt was upset, and he said that he won the race.
Right.
He said that in the interview, but I mean, from the outside, you can clearly see that Joe was already there. He was almost.
Was it a bumper to door situation?
In my eyes, going into turn one, he was past the door.
Okay.
And it was like.
And that brings up a good point for you, Jay, is the bumper the door situation is, like you said, a you know, unwritten rule, which is easy to and clear to see. You know, hey, if you don't see that bumper the door and somebody comes down, you know whose spot that is. If it's bumper to bumper and you come down and you make contact, let's say a Kyle Busch incident, whose fault is it?
Yes,
you know.
So yes, I understand Gary's point with opening up, you know, a little more courtesy. I understand the point of Hannah's device not being able to see. We are allowed to have side view mirrors, but they got to be inside the car. Maybe that might be the answer. I think there needs to be a little bit more give and take. And any of the drivers.
That's exactly what needs to be done.
Exactly.
A little bit.
That's what I was saying is more patience, and that's where the give and take comes in,
know,
too. But, you know, in a division like.
If you're not there, you got to get out of it. You got to give up that lane. Okay,
especially going into a turn because you know the guy on the high side's coming down into the turn. You know that.
They take a glance at the crescent of the turn, okay, and they feel that lane is there. Now you charge up in there, and you're behind the door. The car in front is going around.
What about a situation?
You push up going into the turn on the bottom side. That car above you, even if he doesn't come down all the way, you're going to wash up into him and spin him around.
Well, how do you call a guy, let's say he's running the bottom, and you got, let's say, Aaron McMorrin, who likes to run the top and dive down into the turn. How do you call that as a bumper to door?
We got
somebody else that does that all the time.
But if that car
is going through the turn and they're dive bombing, they're the ones that need to break anyway.
What if they know they're a faster car and most likely they're going to dive down in front of that car.
Well, if another car is there, then they shouldn't be dive bombing.
That's where I trust the tower and the call.
Exactly. There you go.
Okay. That's where I trust the tower and the call. Instead of a blanket call, ignoring it, oh, those two cars ran around, send them both to the back.
I don't think that's the answer.
Just because one's faster than the other. You know,
we all know the fast guys out there,
but as a driver too, if you know, let's say you know your car, you're running 15th spot, and let's say you're getting lapped or something like that, and you know this guy's fast, he's coming around, he's coming down, shouldn't you kind of give a little? You're exactly right.
If you're going to be lapped in this situation, as you say, Aaron's kind of out there a little bit more, and he dives into the corner. If you're going to be lapped, you should be giving that spot up to him anyway.
Well, not necessarily just the first place. That could be the second. Let's say you're getting lapped by three, four, five guys.
But if you're a lap down, you shouldn't be up there fighting anyway.
Well, exactly.
Fighting for a position.
But there is no lucky dog.
Right. But you're saying, too, hey, he's racing, too. You know, maybe he don't want to get lapped by five guys, only one guy. So should he still?
Yeah, but if you're lapped by the leader, you know the second, third, fourth, fifth cars are coming.
What if you get past that leader and then there's a caution?
No. No.
I'm just kidding.
If you get lapped by the leader and you know halfway of what's going on in the race, you know the other four, the second through fifth, is coming.
Right.
You know that. If you're already lapped, you know the other ones are coming.
But you know...
Oh, no. Here we go.
Half the guys
go ahead.
Don't think like that.
But
they think, hey, I paid my same money. I'm racing the same race. I'm going to go as fast as I can.
Yeah, but that's just foolish. That's just gonna get yourself hurt. That's all.
That's half of the 27 cars out there is foolish.
Then we go to this is a entry level division.
Yeah. But you still got to use some common sense, even if it is an entry level.
But there's no way. Common sense in this world is a curse.
I know, exactly. And every person's common sense is different. You know, and you need somebody to mediate what common sense is for these 27 drivers, too.
Out of those 27 drivers, how many of them have raced before? There's only one or two guys that I know that haven't even raced anything.
Well, so do you think it's a in at least in the Bombers, I know some of the other divisions are different, but you think it's a case of where there should be some more clarity on rules, like more like not just like the drivers meeting, but maybe the Bombers should get together with the track more than just during drivers meetings, like pulled to the side and saying, hey, let's, you know, don't forget guys, this and this or something, because they are an entry level division.
I'm going to say one thing though, there are certain drivers out there that think this is the Bomber class. So they can, it's pretty much a demolition derby to them. And I think we all know who I'm talking about there.
Yeah, but you brought it up. Yeah, Justin, you brought it up yourself. Out of them 27 cars that we started on Saturday night, 25 of them has past racing experience. So you got to use, and it happened to me. I saw McMorrin coming when I was going into four. I moved up for him. Did he still cut my nose off going to his line?
Yeah.
Yes, but I gave him up the position because I was being lapped. There's no way I'm going to pass McMorrin again.
What if that cost you a position because the
no,
guy
it costed
you
me six positions,
well,
not
well,
just
exactly,
one.
Well, exactly.
Six.
So should you have done anything different?
No, because
okay.
I'm not going to race. I have, I want to say some common sense when I'm on the racetrack. And the same thing. If it was turned around, I would like McMorrin to give me – I'm not giving him the position. I'm just not going to race him for it when I'm getting lapped.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's already caught me, so obviously I'm getting lapped. So
that's respect between drivers.
Exactly.
Well, that's what I was telling you that there needs to be more of on that.
I would hope
– common courtesy.
I would hope that if it was turned around,
hey,
McMorrin would give me up the position as –
obviously, we're going to have to talk about this a lot more coming up in the future. We're running out of time. I do want you to talk about your sponsors. I know there's a couple weeks in a row we didn't get to them because
we were out of town.
I was out of town.
I loved it.
So the JC Motorsports sponsors.
The bus.
Hey. I almost did them right.
Bumper the sponsor, buddy. Bumper the sponsor. I want to thank Nevada Pick Apart, Camp Out, Reliable Banner, Pick Art Radiator, D&N Equipment, and Daniel at Best Muffler. Thank you very much.
Cool. That's how. How about Rob Street, man? Great, good job out there. He's been out there taking pictures and all that, man.
Yep. Dual Street Publishing came up with some pictures 4th of July. Going to get some more. That's Rob Street, staff photographer, Rob Street Racing, 302 Tuscany Court, Henderson, Nevada. You interested in getting some photography done? You can find him on Facebook or give him a call at 702-862-6042. That's 702-862-6042.
Great guy, easy to get along with. Please use him. Yeah, he did say he sometimes when he goes to California, his family will turn on the radio. He'll put on his headphones and check out the archived shows on his way down.
Looking
so thank
forward
you for
to
doing
the pictures
that.
He got this weekend while he was in the pits.
He got a couple of me, but as he was taking the picture, I was pretty upset with the car not acting right. So I had my head down, and he's looking at me
you're upset at a car that's a start and park car. But you said you were going to start and park.
No, to be in qualifying.
No, you haven't learned by now what he says
what he
and
does.
What he does.
So
you're gonna think,
I said if the car's not acting right.
It's eight different
things. I said if the car's not acting right, I'm pulling off. I'm not going to break the car.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, and also I want to encourage everybody, please go to the BomberNation.com website and check it out. Post stuff there, you know, talk about the last race. Let's see some parts listed on there, some cars listed on there, and some activity on there. Let's talk about, I know Facebook probably is the place to go nowadays, but I like that there's one area that everybody can go to with the Bomber Nation that maybe don't have Facebook and so on, and post some stuff with your thoughts about the race, whether you liked it or not. You want to cuss out JJ or Justin or something, go there, check it out. TheBomberNation.com.
We had no reason to be mad at me and JJ. We weren't on the track long enough.
That, I wasn't on the track at all.
No, people are still mad at you, Jay, so it's okay. The line, talking about dive bombing and getting out, you're in the way. Your old line has been without the car on the track. What did that say? How many seconds? Oh, my God.
Justin is keeping that line warm,
for me,
he says.
One race.
Hey, no racing this weekend, but there's a breakout race for the Bombers and Super late model Quinn 35 coming up on the screen. But we'll see you here live next week at Jim. Thanks for joining us, so we'll see you then. Have a good night.
Thank you for listening.